This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and man, oh man, it has been an eventful Monday, to put it mildly. We have peace in the Middle East. I mean, not really, but still, we're going to talk about that briefly. I'm just going to address some of your questions about that. We'll talk about the government shutdown, how to treat these communists we are changing for the better. We're going to talk about old communist tactics that aren't working anymore. An hour from now, we have Medal of Honor Monday. Of course, and we're going to talk about how future generations of the right, they are not going to be like this generation. They will change. I'll explain all the reasons around that, all that, emails, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this at all. It is a huge story, and I realize a bunch of people were talking about it, and I got from your emails that a bunch of people want my thoughts on it. So let's just talk about what happened today. Donald Trump flies over to the Middle East. You know, Hamas, Israel, it's just been horrible for 2 years. Awful. Hostages, the works. Trump and Trump's minions, they negotiate a ceasefire and a kind of a peace deal, I guess.
This is not only the end of a war. This is the end of an age of terror and death, and the beginning of the age of faith and hope and of God. It's the start of a grand concord and lasting harmony for Israel and all the nations of what will soon be a truly magnificent region. I believe that so strongly. This is the historic dawn of a new Middle East. It's more obvious than ever that the productive and responsible nations of this region should not be enemies or adversaries. You should be partners and eventually even friends. And that's what's going to happen. I know it.
Okay. He said this too, kind of along the same line.
Instead of making weapons and missiles, the wealth of this region should flow to schools and medicine, industry, and frankly, the new hot thing, artificial intelligence. All of the countries in the Middle East, it could have, what we're doing now, it could have happened a long time ago, but it was strangled and set back almost irretrievably by the administrations of Barack Obama and then Joe Biden. It was there was a hatred toward Israel. There was an absolute hatred.
Okay. CNN even had to come out and say hostages are all free.
And welcome back to CNN's breaking news coverage, as we are covering a historic moment here in Israel, because for the first time in 2 years, over 2 years, 738 days, Hamas holds no living hostages.
Okay. Well, that's obviously a good thing, kind of. You notice they had to throw in the no living hostages. That's because a lot of them are dead. Now, we're not going to go through this conflict and terrorism. We're not doing any of that. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time here. And I will answer your questions on it briefly. And then we're going to move on and talk about other stuff. I like to focus on things more here at home. I am just going to say that Donald Trump is excellent at brokering peace deals, because Donald Trump views everything as a business deal. A business deal. That's how he was raised. That's how he looks at life. Why are we fighting? Why are we arguing? Why are we going back and forth on this? Coke is fighting with Pepsi. We shouldn't be fighting. Why don't we make a deal? Why don't we make a deal and we'll all make money? He looks at it transactionally, and he looks at it in ways that not only make people money, improve people's lives. That's why he dropped this one. I just played it. I'll play it a little bit again. Donald Trump looks at Gaza, for instance, and he sees beautiful beachfront property.
Instead of making weapons and missiles, the wealth of this region should flow to schools and medicine industry and, frankly, the new hot thing, artificial intelligence.
Hey, you should be making medicine. It should be going to the schools. You should be prioritizing AI. That should be a Four Seasons right there, right on the beach. That's how he looks at things. And him looking at things that way, to his credit, has brought a lot of peace to this planet. It has calmed a lot of conflicts down, and it has flat out stopped many, many conflicts. And what happened today is wonderful. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's wonderful. Everybody, at least for now, laying down their arms. But let me just come out and say it, and then I'll answer your emails and we'll move on. Peace on earth. World peace. Can't we all get along? These concepts sound so good, don't they? And especially if you've been through a war, or you're emotionally invested in some war or conflict, the idea of peace, a lasting peace, we're all going to get along, it'll last forever. It sounds so good. Sounds wonderful. That's a total fantasy. That doesn't exist here. It doesn't exist here because men, you and me too, sorry, men are fallible, fallen, selfish, sinful. We are never going to get to a place anywhere where there is some permanent lasting peace, and we're definitely not going to get there in the area where the three biggest religions on the planet all believe it is uniquely holy to them and belongs to them. Now, that is not to say we don't celebrate what happened today. We do. Hostages being released is always a good thing. People reunited with their family, always a good thing. These are good things. Good things. Be happy about it. Good. Good. But there are many places on the planet, they don't want money. They don't want AI. They don't want a Four Seasons, and they don't give a crap if the kids go to school. There are broken places, and that's just how it is. And that's why I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I wanted to answer a couple emails, bring this up, and we're moving on, and we're coming back home. It's just not my thing. Bronco Jesse, am I the only one who thinks this Middle East peace is another indication the UN has outlived its usefulness? Oh, yeah, of course. The UN, again, it was bred from the idea of what I just talked about. After World War II, all that death, all that destruction, all that misery. We can never have this again. We need a lasting peace. Let's come up with an organization that'll make sure we have a lasting peace. It was like 2 minutes and the UN was prosecuting a war in Korea. Doesn't work that way. I wanted to read this one because it reinforces the same rule that I've had over and over and over again and always will. Jesse really wussed out by giving Trump a pass for handing a military base in Idaho over to Qatar, a radical Islamic country. If Obama had done that, you would have called him to get the electric chair. What's my rule? The angriest, most insulting emails you will get or comments on social media are almost universally from the dumbest people on the planet. I wasn't even on the air Friday, you moron. What are you talking about? I didn't do a show on Friday. But again, sitting at home, IQ of about 25, probably 13 beers in, probably heard someone else on the radio say something, got the wrong thing. It was probably Jesse Waters on Fox News or something. I'm going to send Jesse an email and call him a wuss. I wasn't even on the air Friday, you idiot. I didn't say anything about it. Oh, and by the way, we did not give Qatar a military base in Idaho. That's also fake news. So that's another thing you got wrong, you utter moron. Stop emailing radio hosts angry things, because I guarantee I'm not the only one who's had to suffer from your idiocy. The second you find yourself typing out insulting names to a radio host, you can be assured you have the lower IQ in the bunch, and you should just hit delete and go outside for a walk, you idiot. Jesse, what's the deal with the airbase in Idaho? Now, this is how you ask the question. Who thinks this is a good idea? Thanks in advance. His name is Daryl. All right. There's not an airbase in Idaho. We're not giving Qatar an airbase in Idaho. I'm going to explain this, and then we're moving off of it in just a moment. Before I do that, guess what I'm wearing? No, what, Chris? I'm not talking about my shirt. I already saw Chris eyeballing my shirt. He's impressed. We'll get to that in a little bit. Guess what kind of pants I'm wearing? Well, it's the actual exact same pair of pants I wore to church yesterday. And then laid around the house in them the rest of the day. We had a big, fat, lazy Sunday. I ate a Butterfinger. And I did all that while sitting in my cozy earth pants. They are so comfortable, yet look so good. You can strap them on and go to church because you look dressed up, but you won't want to take them off. There's no need to go grab sweats or shorts. They're just this stretchy, I almost want to call it silky. I don't know how they do it. Super stretchy. You can work in them. I went out back in the yard and did stuff. You can work, church, lay around. The greatest freaking pants ever. Like everything in Cozy Earth. My home is officially a Cozy Earth advertisement. It's Cozy Earth sheets and robes and pants and towels and everything. The stuff is amazing. And don't pay full price. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, we're 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Let me wrap up this thing, and then we're going to move on and talk about government cuts to jobs and everything else. There's all kinds of great stuff we have to get to tonight. Okay, so I did get a bunch of emails to wrap this up about giving a military base to Qatar in Idaho. Remember something. We live in the information age. You know that and I know that. And you should know that what I'm about to say, I have gotten wrong before too. I'm not perfect. I'm not above this. I have made the mistakes you make too. The information age means we're all getting our news, so much of it, from social media. It's not just the newspaper anymore. It's not just the watching a news program at night. Not just listening to the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We get our news on social media, and it's an excellent source of information. However, it is also an excellent source of bad information, bad headlines, headlines that lack context, headlines that lack detail. I've fallen prey to this too. You're not stupid. I'm not stupid. Okay, well, I am stupid. You're not stupid. You didn't do anything wrong. What that means, though, is we have to have discernment. We have to learn how to sift through headlines, one-liners, bad information. If you see, here's a good rule, and we'll get to this airline thing in a moment. Here's a good rule. If you see anything that makes you feel really good or really bad, it creates an emotional response in you. Pause and verify it. Pause and verify it. That's it. If you read a headline, this applies to video clips, which can be faked, which can be lied about, which can be all the time. If there is something that makes you happy, super sad, super angry, pause and verify it. Okay. There were a bunch of weird, bad headlines about us giving Qatar a military base in Idaho. That is not what we're doing. Now, what we are doing, you may still have a big problem with, and that's fine. I'll explain it in a moment. But what we are doing is cross-training with Qatar for Air Force things, Air Force reasons. We'll train you in this. We'll get you schooled up in that. That's what we're doing. We're not giving the Qataris an airline in Idaho. Now, maybe you're saying, well, okay, we shouldn't be cross-training either. I got it. Let me explain, and this is not an excuse. It is, however, an explanation, whether or not you love it, whether or not you hate it, it's the way it works. Making a deal, any kind of a deal, can be a great deal. You know, a business merger where you're both excited to do it can be a bad deal. You know, you've got a divorce, got to figure out who gets a dog and who gets to find China. An international deal where you're trying to bring peace to a region that's been at war for centuries. Any kind of a deal, the difficult thing about it to get made is if you are making a deal, almost inevitably, you are going to have to do things and accept things you don't want in order for the deal to get done. Both sides in a deal, both sides are going to win a little. Both sides are going to lose a little. I know a guy, he runs a company. I won't go into the details of it. It's a company, one of these ones, it was a startup 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And ended up doing, he was doing okay. Could have probably made it real big on his own. A gigantic company in the same field came in, offered him $150 million for it. Okay, so you're retiring. He's my age. He's retiring. He's gone. Goodbye. $150 million. Sounds good, right? Of course you're going to do that deal. But, man alive, does it come with a lot of strings and a lot of headaches. He has to stay on and be a consultant for so many years. He has to go through this and do this training and do the... There's a lot of garbage that came with him pocketing $150 million, which of course is spread out over the 5 years too. It's not like he can just cash his check and move on to a non-disclosed location. That's deals. Now think about doing an international deal where you're trying to get Israel and Hamas to stop killing each other. Guess where the leadership of Hamas resides? Qatar. Guess who's a huge source of funding for a lot of this stuff? Qatar. If you wanted to try to force Hamas's hand to lay down their arms, you have to get Qatar on board. In order to get Qatar on board, you're probably going to have to give them some sugar cubes and some whips. We need you to do this, or else, if you do this, we'll help you out here, help you out there. I'm not defending it, but that's how deals get done. That's how deals get made. They're never pretty. There's always some garbage you're going to have to taste to go along with that juicy steak. All right? I'm sorry. Let's talk about cutting government jobs. Isn't that exciting? Before we do that, let's talk about something else exciting. The thousands of lives you have saved with Preborn. You know that Preborn saves, on average, over 200 babies a day? Just think about that. 200 lives a day. Lives that were about to be snuffed out because those mothers had already decided to get abortions. But because you pay for that woman to get an ultrasound, that baby lives, taking their first steps, getting ready to go off to school. Who knows what they'll be? Preborn gives the gift of ultrasound to women who have decided to have abortions, and they're saving more lives than you or I can possibly count. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give that $28 for that ultrasound. And give as much as you want. It's all tax deductible. preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, I noticed you admiring my shirt. Yes, you did notice it. Don't play pretend now. I noticed you admired my shirt. I don't blame you. This shirt is special. Before we get back to the news, it's, you see, right outside of the base in 29 Palms, California, which is this just godforsaken place in the middle of the Mojave Desert. It's where I was stationed in the Marine Corps. There used to be, I don't know if it's still there, I could definitely see it closed down, but there used to be a pizzeria called Rocky's Pizzeria. And when we would get back from the field, long, hard day, long, hard week, I should say, if we got the night off, we would pile in one of our crappy cars and we would drive off base. It wasn't that far off base. And this place served top tier pizza and cheap pitchers of beer. Cheapest pitchers of beer you've ever had in your life. It was our little, and I know this may sound sentimental, it was our home away from home whenever we just needed to get out for an hour or so. Rocky's Pizzeria. I loved it so much. On my final day on base, I went out to Rocky's Pizzeria and I asked them if I could have one of their shirts, because this shirt, this great looking shirt, is exactly the shirt the staff used to wear there, the wait staff and the kitchen and whatnot. They had an extra one in the back and they gave it to me. To this, what, Chris? It hasn't been 50 years, Chris. I got out like 20 years ago, 21 years ago. I've had this shirt. Ob hates it. She says it's the ugliest shirt ever. She's threatened to throw it away multiple times. I think it looks great, and I'm happy about me. Now, what up? What, Chris? Yeah, Rocky's New York style? Yeah. It's there? Look at that pizza, Chris. Tell me it doesn't look good. Look at those pizza pics. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Focus. Gosh, what's wrong with you? We're firing government workers. It's awesome.
Margaret, it's a totally fair question. And the answer is because this isn't a deal making. This isn't a negotiation. This is hostage shaking. The Chuck Schumer has not said to us, this is what we need. He said that unless you give us what we need, we're going to shut down the government. That is a totally different thing. If Chuck Schumer wants to come into the Oval Office or come to my house, he is welcome to talk about how to fix health care policy for Americans. Of course, we want to lower insurance premiums. We want to make sure that this.
Yeah, we got all that. We'll get back to the talking points in a moment. I am curious, because this is going to come up again during the show. I am curious where the Democrat Party goes from here. I am curious because they are in such an incredible pickle. The incredible pickle is, in order to appease their base, they now have to take stances the American people despise. Now, we've talked before about the tightrope, that all politicians, all political parties try to walk. The tightrope being, how do I seem fairly vanilla, appeal to the masses, the normies, while at the same time letting my base know I'm with them? It's a very difficult tightrope. The problem is, sometimes that tightrope, if your base gets so extreme, sometimes that tightrope becomes impossible to walk. For instance, here I'll give you this one. Abigail Spanberger, maybe you know her, maybe you don't. She's running to be governor of Virginia. She's in a gubernatorial race in Virginia. Now, before I play this, just know that men and women's sports is one of these things that Republicans, they've fallen in love with this talking point for a reason. Don't get me wrong. I think that talking point should be there's no such thing as trannies. But that's the GOP thing. No men and women sports. Why did they fall in love with it? Why did it become part of the Republican platform before Donald Trump ran for president? It became part of the Republican platform because they polled it over and over and over again, and it showed the American people hate this. They hate the idea of these dudes pretending to be women in competing against these young girls in sports. It seems unfair. It seems wrong. It seems gross. It seems weird. This is a loser for normies. Normies don't want Trina with her leg hair taking on your daughter. They don't want it. But the demons who make up the Democrat Party base, they love it. They are so mentally shattered, so conditioned, they'll trans their own kids. These parents will take their own children into the doctor and say, start chopping on him, doc. That's how crazy they are. So what do you do when you're asked about it? You have to try to walk a tightrope that can't be walked.
The reality is the federal government has to be clear in what is the real guidance available to our schools as it relates to use of locker rooms. The reality is that we have multiple jurisdictions who believe they are following the letter of the law and have their lawyers conveying why. And at the end of the day, we have a president of the United States who is taking away and threatening federal funding. And it isn't just to these public schools. It is to our research institutions. It's for cancer research.
Keep in mind, she was asked, do you support men and women's sports?
Research. It is for funding to conservation programs under USDA that are vital, vital, vital to so many of the farmers and producers who employ rotational grazing practices and other conservation practices, voluntary ones on their land who've been promised investments. And the president just pulls back those funds. But when it comes down to, understanding the implementation of how it is that, our kids are coexisting in the classroom or on the sports field, yes, I do think that in many cases, it's the local community that knows their community best and can readily make decisions and provide guidance about how to ensure that all our kids are safe.
Kids, that's what's known as filibustering. You're asked a question you don't want to answer, so you ramble and bamble for 2 minutes about everything but that question. But it just goes back to what we were saying. The Democrat base is so far outside of the mainstream now, it's dragging Democrat politicians with them because at some level you have to serve the people who vote for you and I don't know where they go. Back to the shutdown. This shutdown has been glorious for Republicans. Glorious. They already let go of 4,000 federal workers. That's a drop in the bucket, by the way. That should be about, a million. Let's start with a million there, and then we can work our way up. But 4,000 is the beginning. There's every sign it's going to continue. The polls show the public is blaming Democrats because they are blaming Democrats. So Democrats need to end this for their own popularity. But you programmed your base for 10 years to believe Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Now they're demanding that you fight him tooth and nail at every turn. So now you're forced to do something politically unpopular. Otherwise, your base will turn on you like the rabid animals they've turned into. Where does that take you as a party? Because if they continue to feed the base, your party goes extinct. If you stop feeding the base, you may very well not have any power because another communist will rise up and primary you. Where do you go? I don't know, but it's amazing to watch. It's hilarious. I can't wait. Trump administration hits the Department of Education with a massive 20% job cut. That's amazing. All right. let me bring up something a little bad, and then we'll get to some emails before Medal of Honor Monday. CCP, that'd be China, responds to Trump's new 100% tariffs. China has decided to start holding back rare earth minerals from us. The Trump administration has responded with tariffs 100%, 130%. Please tell me that you're protecting your retirement already. Already. I need you to have called Gold Co. last week. Did you call Gold Co. last week? If you didn't,
you're very, very late. I am sorry. You need to call them. I don't know where a global trade war between the United States and China would lead us, but I promise it's not to stock market gains. Call 855-817-GOLD and let them fortify your retirement account. They'll at least get you a free copy of their gold and silver kit. Or go to jessielikesgold.com. Call Gold Co. yesterday. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, a Columbus Day. I can't even believe I blew mentioning Columbus Day right off the bat. The bravery of the explorers. The unbelievable bravery of the explorers. It boggles the mind. It's not just Columbus, of course, all of them. The Magellans of the world, all of them. To get in one of these ships, no motor, no GPS. You've got sails, you've got the tide, and you've got, well, some idea of what land might be there somewhere. By the way, you have limited water. You have limited food. To get on ships and set out across the open ocean is crazy, crazy brave. And you should respect the living heck out of it. And don't listen to any of these quacks and kooks who go on to explain about, well, what happened after? No. Don't do that. When you have great men, great people in history, honor it. And honor should be given to the people who put the foundation down for Western civilization. Did Christopher Columbus know that he was laying the foundation for the greatest country in the history of the world where you would one day be free? Of course not. Of course not. I'm not pretending otherwise. I admire bravery, and I admire men who do great things. I think that's something we should admire. It is something we should honor. Christopher Columbus is somebody who should be honored forever in this country. And it is a crying shame that the GOP was so weak and pathetic, they allowed the communists to somehow gain enough ground where they regularly wish people happy Indigenous Peoples Day now. What a bunch of goobers.
Why are you gay?
Hey, Jesse, I love the show. You mentioned a couple days ago the guy you were talking about, that Green Beret Special Ops mercenary, quit the forces, went... that was John Mullins. John Mullins is who I was talking about, in case you're wondering. By the way, he wrote a bunch of books and stuff like that. John Mullins is really well known. Hey, Jesse, I've heard your theory of when restaurants screw up and not give you the right kind of sauce. Totally agree with you. I ordered 30 wings, 15 for me and 15 for the family. I have a specific amount of sauces I order to complement my wing order. 4 ranch, 2 blue cheese. Instead, they gave me 2 ranch, 2 blue cheese, and 2 mysterious orange sauces that were horrible and ruined my entire experience. Victims of the sauce order need to be heard. His name is Steve. Listen, this is for all the restaurant managers and restaurant owners out there. It's important to train your wait staff, but this actually goes well beyond restaurants. This is going to be for everybody. This is going to be for you. This is for everybody. I understand why companies, I understand why they hire low-end, low-paid morons to handle the phone. I get, what, Chris? I haven't eaten. I've been fasting all day. I'm sorry if I'm a little snippy. I understand why a business would pick the dumbest people in any country to man the phones, because a person doesn't cost a lot. And when you're paying small wages, you're going to get small minds lots of the time. You just are. And the company doesn't want to have to pay you $20 to answer the phones. So you pay $8 to answer the phone, and you get the guy with the IQ of toilet paper. I understand it. And because you have a guy who has the IQ of a golden retriever and the same mastery of the English language, you think you have to program him. So they only give programmed responses.
You're not hiring thinkers for $8 an hour. You're hiring golden retrievers. So all he can do are programmed responses. This is why they mess up everything in customer service on the phone. It's why they mess up your sauce order on the phone. You would think, or in the restaurant, by the way, you would think when you tell the waitress, I need you to bring me two ranches, that that is as simple as taking the pen that's in your hand, pulling out the little pad, and writing two ranches. Not the case. And even less so, the guy they hired to answer the phone. At whatever one of these phone companies is, power companies, car companies, it doesn't matter. I know why businesses think that is a good area in which to save money. It has created an endless frustration for me that I just... Anyway, what Chris... Everyone knows what I'm talking about is true. Everyone knows what I'm talking about is true. I told you I haven't eaten. The night's going to be maybe a little bit snippier than it should be. But yeah, back to Columbus. This group helped cancel Columbus Day and pardon the cop killer. Now it's helping plan America's 250th birthday bash. This group, this is from the Free Beacon, by the way. This group is called the National Congress of American Indians. Let me tell you something that I've heard. Maybe this headline surprised you. Maybe it didn't. You know, next year is our 250th birthday as a country. And of course, as you can imagine, Trump is going to be all in. It's going to be the most red, white, and blue awesomest thing ever. You know that. Or supposed to be. Little birdies have been whispering in my ear for months now that, of course, the Biden administration hired a bunch of America-hating communists to run our 250th birthday. You can't even imagine how horrible it would have been if those people had run it. I have been told that a lot of these foxes are still in the hen house. That a lot of these people who have their fingers on our 250th birthday celebration are America-hating dirtballs who are going to make this whole thing about how bad America sucks. This isn't the first time I've heard this, and I realize the Trump administration has about 8,000 things they have to juggle. You know, you're trying to deal with the border and world peace and trade wars and everything. I understand there's a lot of work to do. I would really, really like somebody to crack down on this. This group, these groups, whoever is in charge of this, the vetting has to be extreme. We're going to show up next year and we're going to be mortified. Trust me on that. We're going to be mortified. And I'm going. I'm telling you right now, I'm freaking going. I think it's in Iowa, Trump said. I'm going. I might just go live in Iowa next year. And we'll bring Fred. And he can travel now. He used to not be able to ride in a car without having digestive problems. This comes back to his nervous stomach. He's still very nervous the whole time, bouncing back and forth. He has to stick his head out. Then he has to come back in and get more affection, then stick his head out. But he doesn't have any more digestive problems, thanks to Rough Greens. At least there's that. We sprinkle Rough Greens on his food. Your dog, even your picky eating dog, is going to love Rough Greens. They all do. Your dog's never had live nutrients like this. Vitamins and minerals and probiotics and antioxidants and things your dog needs to stay away from the vet. And stay away from the grave. Keep your dog alive longer, healthier, less clean up. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. Or you can go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. All right? We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.